We've really enjoyed the season of Bachelor in Paradise, and back for the second time in 2 years, one of my favourite members of the Batch team.
Me too.
Brittany Weldon, and she joins us now. Hi, Brittany.
Good morning. How's everyone?
We're great, well, Brittany. Here's the thing, Brittany. You are the most likable, nicest person in that franchise. You don't have a bad bone in your body, and you cop a lot. So well done on getting through another series.
Oh, thank you so much. It was such a good experience this time round.
Now, Brittany, I want to talk about that. Let's start with, now we know you ended up with Jackson, but let's go back to Jamie, because Jamie was, we know that, you know, obviously you've got a friendship. How hard was that week or two where you weren't sure whether he was into you or not into you? And now that you've watched it back, is it quite clear that he wasn't into you?
Yeah. So at the time when you're there, you're like, oh, is this just trying to be like, you know, he doesn't know how to say he does like me, so he's putting friendship at the end because he's saying, oh, I don't want to wake up here without you. So that's a little bit confusing. But watching it back now, I'm like, God, I was just flogging on nothing.
Oh, you poor thing.
Hey, Britt, did Jamie really just want to give Tim a rose and no one else?
Oh, absolutely. If he had his chance, no.
That was weird, wasn't it? His obsession with Tim was a bit bizarre.
Oh, no, but at least I made the top two, so that's good with, like, Tim and myself, obviously, you're number one.
And, Britt, you know what I felt with you, Brittany, was that a lot of girls have lived through it. I've been through that where you just, the guy needs, that's the equivalent on the outside world of a guy going, yeah, let's catch up again. Let's go out on a date. And you going, well, he's clearly into me. Then he cancels, then he reschedules and you go, are you into me or not? So, you know, what I think a lot of us watching went, we've been where you've been. And then things went a bit pear-shaped with some of the girls like Cass. Now, that was really disappointing when you two were wanting Jackson, and a lot of her pieces to camera I didn't think were particularly nice, and I thought they were quite catty and it wasn't very fair to and nice to you. Was that hard to watch?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I knew that maybe she didn't like me because we were going for the same guy, but watching back, I didn't realise how nasty she actually was. So that was hard to watch. But, you know, I'm really happy that I was actually in a love triangle, because when Jackson did choose me, it's because he liked me, not just because he was rose shopping. So that was, like, you know, something good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well done, Britt. Hey, any thoughts? Because I obviously the Bachelor and the Bachelorette are coming on now. Would you ever consider being the Bachelorette? I think you'd be amazing at it.
Oh, thank you. Yes, so many people have actually asked me if I would, and of course, who would say no to so many options?
How good is Brittany? We love her. And well, is the obvious thing to say? You guys probably know this because you're across the tabloids. Are we allowed to ask how that's all going?
No, like, it's gone back. No, so you and Jackson separated last night, Brittany. But you know what? Like you just said, you got him in that battle with Cass, which I love. But obviously, there were just is that how you were feeling? There wasn't a future. How are things now?
Yeah, so Jackson and I are really good friends. We did try to make it work, but being in different states, it's really quite hard. And then we both work and then just fizzled out. But I have nothing bad to say about him. He's like a true gentleman.
Nice. What about, can we ask you about another controversial character? We had Kira on the show yesterday and she was claiming the bad edit. But is Kira a friend, Brittany? Did we get the bad edit from her, or is there another side that we don't see?
See, I don't know how people say, like, they get a bad edit, because I myself am so, everything that came out on camera is what I did, so I don't know how people can claim that, but I had a great experience, so I can't really comment on how other people had with their experience.
I think that's all we needed to hear.
That is, yeah. Well said, Brittany, very well said.
Should be in politics.
Anyone.
Good on you, Brittany.
No, you don't. That's what's lovely about you.
Bachelor in Paradise.
There's nothing better, Boxy, when you're sitting there and you're watching Bachelor in Paradise and then they get the camera and they go over to Britt. She's got a glass of champagne in the hand and laughing. It just makes you feel good.
Yeah. You're fun. Yeah. We'd take you on holiday with us, Britt.
100%.
Oh, yes, 100%.
There we go.
I'm
Osher.
Glad you said that. You started off by not wanting to say that.
A bit awkward. Maybe Osher could be involved. Anyway, good on you, Brittany. Bachelor in Paradise finale, Sunday night, 7:30 on 10.
Coming up on Fifi, Feb and Byron.
It is a big show. Obviously, the binge TV is huge for us in lockdown. But the important information comes from Dr. Norman Swan, who's the host of the CoronaCast for the ABC. He is going to be on the show after 8 to talk all things Stage 4 lockdown. It's obviously a huge topic this morning, so he'll be joining us after 8 with Fifi Fevan-Byron.